Leila Nishmas Rav Kleina Miskamash Ben Rav Eli Malach Kilayim Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. So it's important to know here that the previous Mishnayos were dealing when we said that a vegetable field needs 6 tefachim between one field and another, that's dafka by fields. This Mishnah is going to be dealing with a much smaller area. It was only going to be something that was 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. And in such a small area, they weren't so machmir chazal. And they allowed you to have a setup where you'd be able to plant 5 different vegetables in a small little area. So let's see. Aruga shishisha tefachim or shisha tefachim. A patch that's 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. Zorim besocha chamisha zerim. One can plant inside of it 5 different vegetables, 5 different varieties. Arba ba'arba ruchas aruga ve'echad be'emtza. 4 on each side of the patch, so 4 on the 4 sides of the patch, ve'echad be'emtza and 1 in the middle. So there are 2 ways to interpret. The Rav brings, the first way is diagram A below. Chazal wanted us to have the maximum impact of the maximum amount of different varieties we can plant in such an area. So each little square is a square tefach. So 4 on each side is 16, and then you have 8 in the middle. That's 24, so that's why it's 24 square tefachim that you were able to plant 5 different species, and altogether, 24 square tefachim. Or another way you can do it, if you wanted to maximize and get another 3 square tefachim out of it, would be the way they would plant in B, where in this one the difference is that you would fill the 4 corners up with planted areas. And you can see the math that I put in the picture as well, it would come out to 27 total square tefachim. Now, it's important to know that you can see that a lot of times there are different species that are coming right next to the middle one, and that's because that the way they're intersecting is by a Rosh Tor. We said earlier that when it's connecting by like a triangle towards the next line, like in this case, for example, every corner touches the middle square, almost like a triangle touching it, and that's enough of a hecker. So the Mefarshim said these cases are fine. Next case, Hayala Gvul Gavaya Tefach. What if you'd have a border that was a tefach high? Now the Mefarshim also explained it wasn't just a tefach high, so it was higher than the middle platform, but rather the outside area was also a tefach wide. So if you can imagine in the picture I drew for the third picture, that the little gray area separating the middle area from the outer edge platform, just imagine that that gray area is really raised. I couldn't do it 3D, but it's raised higher than the middle area. Almost like the outer area is like a raised ledge. Either way, it's now an area, total area of 8 tefachim by 8 tefachim. So in the previous case where we had 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, even though there's a possibility you could have to increase the different species, instead of putting 4 on each side, you could have staggered it, but there's a difference. The reason you're not allowed to do that is because Chazal did not want any more than 5 species, because once you have more than 5 species in a 6 tefach area, according to the Chachamim, it's going to look like a whole mix in such a small area, and it's going to be an issue. However, in this area, now that we have 8 tefachim by 8 tefachim, now that's less of a problem. So now we're going to see, you're going to see a lot of different species. If you haven't noticed, every different color that I put in there is trying to symbolize a different type of species. So in this case, Hayalogvul Gavoya Tefach, Zorn Besocha Shloshasar. So you can plant a total of 13 different species. Shloshal Kol Gvul Gvul, Ve'echad Be'emza. So 3 on each side, and 1 big one in the middle. And I labeled the math also in the diagram. This is the way the Rambam learns this case. The Mishnah continues, Lo yita roish alefes besoicha gvul bebneishu memaleu. So on this outer border, don't plant a head of a turnip there, bebneishu memaleu, because it's going to fill it up. The Rav says it's going to branch out and stick out, and you're not going to be able to fill 3 like you have in the picture, in the third picture on each side. Rather, if you put one of them on the outside, it's going to, I guess, not allow you to plant the other 2 on that side because it's going to stick out. And finally, the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shisha Be'emtzer. Rabbi Yehuda says, on the previous case where we said, in a case where there's 8 tefachim by 8 tefachim, because you have this border of a tefach on each side all around, and the Chachamim on that said only 13 different species, we had that big yellow box in the middle, which is one extra species, so you had 12 all around and 1 in the middle. Here, Rabbi Yehuda disagreed, and he said, you don't need to put 1 box in the middle. Rather, you can put 6 boxes, or the way that it's drawn is like diamonds, which is the fourth diagram. So the question is, this looks very nice. According to what Rabbi Yehuda learned, why didn't the Tanakhama just say the same thing? Why do we have one box in the middle? So the Rambam actually learns that Tanakhama really, in principle, held that one can do just like Rabbi Yehuda said as well and put those diamonds in the middle. But this is a whole big machlekes. Also, if you would even look at the Mishnayos, you would see there's a lot of different ways to learn this as well. And we're just going with a basic mahalach in the Mishnah, just to get a simple understanding that flows.